Well, it's been a couple weeks in a row that we didn't have live music in this part of the program, and it was just because of the way the schedule fell out. We had some great features, like last week's spotlight on Tuskegee Airmen from southwestern Pennsylvania and nearby, and talking with Josh White Jr., and also having Bill Hicks Sr., one of the Tuskegee Airmen who grew up in Homewood here. But it's great to have live music once again, and especially these guys who have played here for a long time. It's been a while since either of them have been here, too, not due to any plan, just because it's sometimes, actually, often, you forget about the diamonds in your midst. We try never to, but, you know, here in any town, you know, you forget just how good folks from your own hometown are. And these are two of them. Bill Toms, Mark Reisman.
When the train is rocking side to side, and when the worried looks turns to fear inside, and the embrace of darkness lingers on and on. When the spirit cracks and our hope is gone, you gotta hold on with all your strength, hold on with all your might, hold on to peace, hold on to the warm sunlight, hold on to your confidence, hold on to your independence, and hold on to my love. When the waters rise and you're too weak to fight, and you find it hard just to do what's right, and if your faith is lost, and if the road is blocked, the windows to the world are all closed and locked, you gotta hold on with all your strength, hold on with all your might, hold on to peace, hold on to the warm sunlight, hold on to your confidence, hold on to your independence, and hold on to my love. Grows pale and thin, shakes your soul. And you're standing on muddy ground. You gotta hold on with all your strength. Hold on with all your might. Hold on to peace. Hold on to the warm sunlight. Hold on to your confidence. Hold on to your independence. And hold on to my love. Oh yeah. And you gotta hold on.
Bill Thompson, Mark Reisman, that was amazing.
Thank
that
you.
That song really knocked me off my feet as much as I can be knocked off my feet here in this position
down.
Right now. did you write that? I don't know the
I
song.
Did. I
thought
yeah.
so.
That's yeah, it's on the last record that we had out called Memphis.
What a good song.
Thank you.
For so many reasons.
I mean, I always think of that song, and I didn't write it for that purpose, but boy, I'll tell you what, in a situation like this, parents could actually sing that song to their children, you know, and that's why I see that.
Yeah, it's kind of, I view that, there's some songs that are kind of like anthems or could be anthems, mm-hmm. and that's one, right? Everything's going to be all right, you know, mm-hmm. it's just a nice feeling, and you mentioned off-air, as we were talking, that you were in a smoky room last night.
Right.
Your voice sounds great.
Oh, it's a little early right now, but yeah, thank you.
Got that patina.
Yes, that remarkable patina. Yes, part of the educational, you know, this is public radio, mm-hmm. and we hold, you know, an educational license, and we teach musicians that there are 2 11 o'clocks in every day. This is the other one, the one in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the coffee, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah. It's 26 after 11 here, and in Phoenix, don't worry, it's only 26 after 8. We have to be sure we don't. Now that we're Radio Phoenix, we're so happy to be working with them, and a lot of people are listening in Phoenix.
Nice.
And I don't want to – can you imagine – it being 8:26 in Phoenix right now, which it is, but hearing that it's 3 hours later, like if you had to be at work like 2 hours ago, I'm probably confusing you even more. I better.
I can't do the math there, Larry. Not right now.
So you guys were playing last night. Anything coming up in the near future?
Yeah, well, I've got my wife and I do a benefit show every year at Thanksgiving. The night before Thanksgiving. It's called the Joyce and Bill Toms Thanksgiving Benefit Show Concert, and it's we raise money. This year we're raising money again, as we did last year, for the Children's Institute of Pittsburgh.
Oh, they do the great work.
I mean,
there.
And it's a great organization. I mean, we just fell in love with them. So we're raising money, and it's we have lots of musicians. My band is playing, Bill Toms and Hard Rain. And Joe West and the Blues Attack. It's a bluesy rock and roll type of night, and we just have so many special guests from all around the region. Just some really, really good people playing.
So that'll be what part of Thanksgiving weekend?
It's the night before Thanksgiving.
So Wednesday.
So Wednesday, the 21st of November.
And then you rest up.
It's a great night out at the Hard Rock Cafe. We have it this year at the Hard Rock Cafe. Down at Station Square in Pittsburgh. So,
and then in between, I'm sure some gigs here and there.
Oh yeah.
What's the best way to keep track of those? Your website, Bill?
Well, I've got my website is BillToms.com, and Mark has his website as well.
MarkReisman.net.
I'll make sure that we link to those so folks can keep track.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a show next Friday with a blues band I play with called the Cobra Kings. You know, a lot of guys that have been playing a long time, great musicians, Don Hollywood, Bob McKeag, Tom Valentine, Terry Bates. So that's actually the first Friday at Excuses.
I didn't know Don was playing out.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he started up again, I guess, within the last 2 years or so.
That's great. And where that's going to be at Excuses?
Yeah, also at Excuses, 6 to 9.
Mark Reisman and Bill Toms here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for tuning in today. What would you like to do next?
Well, I think we're going to do a song, and Mark's going to play a different style harp on this song. It actually reminds me of an accordion. And this is a song about my heritage. And my grandparents came from Czechoslovakia, or what used to be Austria-Hungary. A little educational thing there. But they were Slovak. And my grandfather worked in a steel mill.
And Bratislava near that end. At least the
Carpathian Mountains is where they're from.
Yeah, you know, I've actually been to a steel mill over there.
Oh, that's exactly where I like to go.
It's a long story, but it was in what would now be the Slovak Republic, and very reminiscent of Pittsburgh's early Mon mm-hmm. Valley steel mills.
Yeah, and my grandfather worked in a steel mill all his life. And so I wrote this song. It's called Sweat-Stained Shirts. I wrote this song quite a number of years ago, and I had in my mind of him writing this song. It's through his eyes. And they used to live on they lived on Forbes Avenue, and the steel mill was on 2nd Avenue. And I always thought that he would look out that window on Forbes Avenue and see the fires coming out of the furnace and think, you know, boy, I wish that place would just burn down, because I'm sure there was many times where he just thought it would. And, of course, at some point they did tear it down. And so his wish came true in a strange sort of way. So this is Sweat-Stained Shirts. He tore down a steel mill on 2nd Avenue. All along that riverbank is silent. These things we hold so true, we let slip away, and a Slovak's dream comes true. Sweat-stained shirts and 13 children to feed, and women pray to God for his mercy. That's how the West was won. That's how it all begun. This is where the ending must be. See it in their faces. Hear it in their songs. I feel it in the hearts that have been broken. The old know the truth. Young hold a dream. Those that pass now can sing. Sweat-stained shirt, 13 children to feed. Women pray to God for his mercy. That's how the West was won. That's how it all begun. This is where the ending was. Another century. I never thought that it meant that much to me. William and Catherine sitting in a tree, so in love in the year 1903. These things that give us hope, we let slip away, and the American dream is funny that way.
sweat-stained shirts, 13 shared defeat. And women pray to God for his mercy. That's how the West was won. That's how it all begun. This is where the ending.
A great harmonica part on that.
Thank
you. Almost sounds like a concertina or an accordion, right. Which I mean as a compliment.
Yeah, I love accordion.
It really fits it well. Yeah. Did your grandfather make it to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
He did. So did he work in steel here?
He worked quite a, the last job that he had was J&L Steel.
Okay.
I mean, so he worked a lot of different steel mills.
Yeah, it's amazing, and, you know, it's now gotten to the point where it seems natural when you come out of the Squirrel Hill tunnels heading towards town to see those pretty shiny buildings
right.
off to the left. But, you know, my whole childhood and young adulthood there were big, rusty, belching steel
sure.
plants, you know, a whole integrated steel mill down there.
And I can remember my grandmother sitting on the porch and all the kids in the neighborhood and talking about what they want to be when they grow up. And I can remember my grandmother saying, well, you can always get work in the mill.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I actually do work in a mill right now. I do inspection work for
Bill,
U.S. Steel. But
you may find this hard to believe, but I was actually a brakeman on the Union Railroad, which hauls, I guess not anymore, but hauled
yes,
for
they
United,
do.
United
they
States
still
Steel.
Do. My brother-in-law works for Union.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for U.S. Steel hiring my dad, which is what brought us to Pittsburgh when I was about three. And I worked at Clareton Coke Works.
That's where I work right now.
I was there for about 3 months. Really proud that they named those Larry cars after me.
Yeah.
I hope you get some royalties.
Yeah. I was just up there with those Larry cars the other day, actually. I'll think of you next time I go up onto those pipes.
I did think of the wastewater treatment plant there. And oh, my God. Talk about that would be a whole program in and of itself because most steel mills are communities in and of themselves with their whole ecosystem.
And, it is. It's amazing.
Clareton in particular still is.
It is. It's an amazing site, you know.
Yeah. That's the voice of Mark Reisman, and you are that's the voice of Bill Toms.
I know we look alike.
Yeah. Yeah, you look so much alike and sound so much alike,
The more time we spend together. You know.
Right.
That was Mark Reisman there. That's Bill Toms. And it's great to have them here. I just put links to their websites up on our Facebook page if you want to follow them. And I noticed they both have a lot of gigs coming up, some alone, some together. And I want to be sure we get more music in. What would you like to do next?
Well, let's play a blues song. And one of the things that I've always liked to do, and of course we play a lot of blues and rhythm and blues and soul music. This song I wanted to get some, you know, a straight 12-bar blues type of song. So
this is going to make up for our young pianist, Rishi, this morning, who was playing songs in 7/8 times and 11/12 and
we were going to throw a couple of those out, but
yeah,
we didn't think that
he has one written in the key of or in the meter of pi. I don't know how
Jeez.
He's doing.
Wow. He was an amazing young
isn't
man.
Isn't that an infinite number somehow?
Yeah, I don't know.
On and on.
Wow, that's an amazing.
He was a
talent.
Good musician, but 12
yes,
bar blues is good as well.
Yeah, well, this is the working man's symphony, right? Stranger at the door, I won't let him in. The words are hollering, someone's paying for their sins. In New York town, there's a woman I know. The boys at the bar.
bar, only there for the show. It's misery. Oh, it's misery. The blues in my mind keep eating away my soul. It's misery. My father left this earth, he never said goodbye. My father left this earth, I just sat down and cried. I saw my brother, he was face down in the mud. I held his dying hand like it was water turned to dust. It's misery. Oh, it's misery. The blues in my mind keep eating away my soul. It's misery. It's misery. Mark. Never like tea. Doc Boggs is singing old Joe's barroom. Kentucky whiskey gonna take my life soon. It's misery. Oh, it's misery. The blues in my mind are eating away my soul. It's misery. It's misery. It's misery. All right. Take it one more time. Take it one more
song. And you'll find that song on Memphis, Bill, yes. Tom's latest CD. And I guess throatiness of both your voice and of the harmonica are just mixing together in such a
it's nice, huh?
Yeah,
I like the play with the harmonica, especially the blues and things like this.
So you guys, you played together in the Iron City House Rockers
way back when.
I'm trying to, when did you guys meet and first play together?
Met about 30 years ago.
Really?
Actually, you know, yeah. Mark, we just came out of the Iron City House Rockers, and I had a band called The Shades, and Mark actually did some management work for us. We just became very good friends, and that kind of a thing just led to one thing to another. And I was playing with the House Rockers, and then Mark came back into the fold some years later, and then we played probably about 8-9 years together in that configuration.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, you know, it's human nature to sometimes not be as respectful of people in your own area as you would be from people in other places. But, you know, you like Cephas and Wiggins. You like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a pair here that in their own way, not that I'm saying they're copying either of those duos, or that those duos are very different, but who in their own way are every bit as connected with one another and playing in sync with one another and playing masterfully. And say I'm tickled.
and you know, you get to a point. I mean, we've spent so much time together. So, first of all, I'm sure Bill does the same thing. A lot of times, I mean, I know where Bill's going to go with his guitar, with his voice. And, you know, there's just like a raise of the eyebrow or a turn of the head. And you just, you know, we have that kind of a simpatico where we can follow each other like that.
Yeah. It's incredible to watch and to listen to also. Now, Memphis is your latest, right, Mark?
Yeah. And it's about 2 years, almost 2 years old now. So I'm getting ready for another one.
Excellent. And you can find that through Bill's website, BillToms.com, spelled T-O-M-S .com, or at Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. And I know Mark appears on a few tracks on that. Mark, do you have anything out?
Yeah, I have a CD. It's called Gimme a Beat. And it's basically a rock and blues thing. Bo Diddley, Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, and where is that available? I guess you have to contact me.
So go to
send me an email.
Yeah,
it's available on iTunes. Right?
Oh, that's true. It is on iTunes.
Yeah, you can get all these records on the digital downloads.
You're like me. I never. I get accused of of being the world's worst self-promoter. I forget. Get. Mark makes up for Tom in the Tom and Tom's being so simple. It's M A R C Reisman, R E I S.
R-E-I-S-M-A-N.
Yeah, R-E-I-S, men.com. When I was growing up, I thought my last name was Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, because every time I'd hear my mom on the phone, she would give her name, and she'd always say, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. And I just thought that was part of the name. That was like what followed, because I guess she was used to getting hamburger over and over.
Yeah.
Reisman gets spelled, can't get spelled a billion ways.
A lot of permutations.
Well, look for those CDs and support these guys. And we've had a lot of nice feedback, people coming in and listening. Let's see, we have about 13 minutes of radio time left, which should give us time for two or three more.
Sure.
I think as long as you guys are feeling good.
Yeah.
What's next?
I think we are. Well, let's do this is another blues song, but it's actually played and not in a 12-bar, what we consider a 12-bar blues per se. This is a more of a minor, and the musicians out there will understand that in a minor key, you're getting more of a an atmospheric, a little bit lighter feel to things, you know. So this is called Hard Times. Searching for my angel of mercy, searching for my loving come, try to find the light in the darkness. Hey man, can you change my love? I had enough of these hard times. I had enough to last a lifetime. Ain't going down again. Had enough of these hard times. Getting tired
this job that I've been working, loading freight, just ain't my style. I'm gonna take my guitar and run now, run like a shooting star. I had enough of these hard times. I had enough to last a lifetime. Ain't going down.
Bill Toms and Mark Reisman at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've got a couple songs in addition coming up, and it's so easy to just lose yourself in these songs as you listen and to feel the words and to put yourself in the place of the singer or in the place of the player and just get inside of them or next to them and around them. And, you know, Bill, you've heard this before, but that's an incredible gift, the lyrics. I don't know if you've published them, you know, for folks to look at and yeah, read.
They're on the website. Yeah, definitely. And I've always been a very lyrical. I love the written word, and I'm an avid reader. History, yeah. And a lot of my songs, really, the characters you could really place in a lot of different time frames. You know, I mean, it's not just something that you can say, "Well, this character is from 2013." I mean, there's a contemporary. There's a lot of history involved as well.
Yeah, they're really relatable. Do you write much, Mark?
I have a bunch of stuff on an app on my iPhone, and one of these days I keep saying I gotta go into the studio, and I just haven't done it yet, but it's there in the archives waiting.
Good. I wanna we have we'll negotiate here. We have 6 minutes of radio time.
Okay, that might take this
one
whole
or two. Yeah, but I hate to have you.
I get long winded.
Well, no, it's me too. I don't want to have you finish. It probably is one song. I'm going to just close out the show now, so you can have all the rest of the time. I want to thank you for being with us today. And quickly thank all of our guests, Jen Strang of Venture Outdoors, Dr. Aisha White of the Ready Freddy Kindergarten Program, Helen Mead of Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks, Fox Chapel Area High School student Rishi Merchandari, who you heard play the piano, Becca and DeAsia and Sandra from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and Mark Reisman and Bill Toms.
Thank you, Larry. Wonders of this world wrapped around my fear. My lover walks the higher ground. I think I'll join her there. And there's a part of me on every highway mile, and I was the haunted soul. I pushed that feeling aside, and I've made peace now. Yes, I've made peace now. Oh, I've made now, with a stranger in me. With a cold night air whips across the sky, my brother, I see you lost behind ghost eyes, and the voice of self-doubt tumbles in my brain. You can spend a lifetime riding on that train. Oh, I've made peace now. Yes, I've made peace now. Oh, I've made peace now with a stranger in me. Remember Elvis dancing on the stage? Did you do the twine when it was all the rage? And I was born too late.
enemy is closing in, coming from behind, and I've made peace now. Yes, I've made peace now. Well, I've made peace now with a stranger in me.
Bill Toms and Mark Reisman, thank you. Great mix by Andy Collier. Thanks to Ricky Berger, too. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.